Our scripture from Hebrews says, "Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it." The author of Hebrews makes frequent mention of Hebrew scripture, what we often call the Old Testament. He assumes our wealth of knowledge of the stories and teachings of the Bible, especially with the book of Genesis. This reference of entertaining angels unawares is a clear reference to the story of Abraham's nephew, Lot, who moves to Sodom and becomes a citizen there. Two angels are sent by God to Sodom to warn them of the judgment to come. We know that they're angels at the beginning of the story, but others simply know them as two ordinary men, including Lot. Lot is the first to extend hospitality to these visitors that he meets at the gates. He invites them over for a meal, to spend the night, and then to be on their way in the morning. But the other citizens of Sodom threaten them with violence. Everyone thinks that these two angels are two men, not angels. That changes suddenly when these angels strike those who threaten them with blindness and rain down sulfur and fire upon the city and eventually deliver Lot and his family safely outside the city. Hospitality to strangers is still a sacred value that many cultures in the Middle East still enjoy. Marcus Luttrell, in his book, Lone Survivor, talks about how he was almost killed by the Taliban, but was sheltered and protected by the Pushtun people there in a village. They protected him because they had already sworn an oath to protect and provide for strangers. Their code to befriend perfect strangers saved this American's life. There's a similar value in the hearts and minds of individuals who we hear about who stand on the shores of Greece to welcome strangers from Syria fleeing the violence and death and persecution. What is so remarkable about this kind of hospitality is that it is kindness extended to people whose stories, whose character, whose intentions are completely unknown. Instead of crying stranger danger, as we often do, these strangers are given the benefit of the doubt. And let's be realistic. Who really knows or who really cares if these people's needs are ignored, these perfect strangers that come across our paths and our shorelines and our borders? And yet food, clothing, and shelter are given to people even though no one may thank them, reward them, or put their good deeds in the paper or the evening news. This is integrity. This kind of hospitality to strangers is true integrity. Doing the right thing, even though no one may be watching and no one may find out. Even if others around us are indifferent, apathetic, or even hostile to these strangers who come across our paths. It may seem like a better strategy, if you really think about it, to assume the worst about people we don't know. They could be criminals or terrorists. The new hire at your workplace may threaten your long-standing position. The person who moved in next door might disturb the peace or lower the value of your home. The individual walking through the doors of our church this morning may be here to judge us if we aren't worthy to be a new church home for them. But our scripture says to show mutual love. That is to say, to live by the golden rule, or the royal law, as it's called, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And not just to our familiar neighbor, as Jesus taught, but even most especially to the stranger, the foreigner, or the people who are unknown to us. They may be angels. Here we are called to treat such people as potential angels, not as devils in disguise. God invites us to assume the best about others, not the worst. The Holy Spirit wants us to be opened to the many blessings that even Jesus talks about in our gospel reading, these hidden blessings that await us when we begin a new relationship with a person who starts off as a stranger. The word angel in Hebrew means messenger. And God sends these angels, these messengers, into our lives to bring us a message. That means that each person that comes across our path, even the needy ones, they are potentially there to teach us something about God and something about ourselves. So you didn't sign up for the church picnic. You didn't even know about it, perhaps. But you are welcome. Come join us. Be our guests. God wants to enlarge our world through you, through hearing your stories, learning about you, and what God has begun to do and continues to do in your life and in mine. Think about our guests at community meals each Saturday. Jesus said that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Again, the secret blessings of the angels God sends us to learn about Him and ourselves. Because when we live by grace, we witness and we participate in the grace of God. Did you see that God loves surprises in our reading? He wants us to be poised for those hidden blessings behind every bush and around every corner of our lives. That's what it means to entertain angels unawares, to open ourselves, to believe God in His Word, that He often does in His work secretly and covertly for our good, to increase love and acceptance and our experience of His grace in our lives and the lives that we share together. To assume the best about strangers, but even more importantly, to presume the best about God and the message He teaches us. To believe that God really is sneaking His grace upon us unawares. He brings us through difficult times, sometimes frightening experiences, dark valleys, and He loves it when we go through that experience and look back and see His hand at work. Those angels that we entertained unawares, they bring us the message of His love and grace. We aren't alone. He sent His angel to me. Maybe you were one of those angels to someone else. Even though we may not recognize it at the time, we can say, look at how God was with me, that He neither forsakes me nor abandons me. Or look at how God used me to be an angel and to assure somebody of God's love and acceptance just at the time they needed it. God sends His angels into our lives, even though we may not see it until our hindsight is 20/20. This is how the gospel works, Jesus tells us, and our reading from Hebrews tells us. The good news of a person whose origin is unknown to us, but nevertheless crosses our paths, like the teacher from Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth, they asked. Scripture says that He came to His own, but even His own did not receive Him. He had no form or majesty that we should look at Him, the prophet Isaiah says. No beauty that we should desire this stranger. He was despised and rejected by people. We esteemed Him not. We were wholly unaware of who this messenger was. But he is God's angel and messenger, veiled in human flesh. His divinity is hidden behind his humanity. The eternal has invaded the temporal. And once our eyes and our hearts and hands are open to this peculiar and strange God, we are surprised again by his amazing grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.